news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far. Tomorrow, I will lay out our vaccination plan to correct course and meet our goal of 100 million shots at the end of my first 100 days as president.
President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday unveiled the American Rescue Plan, a $1.9 trillion COVID relief proposal.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. We'll also provide more peace of mind for struggling families by extending unemployment insurance beyond the end of March for millions of workers. That means that 18 million Americans currently relying on unemployment benefits while they look for work can count on these checks continuing to be there. Plus, there will be a $400 per week supplement so people can make ends meet. 1 in 7 households in America, more than 1 in 5 Black and Latino households in America, report they don't have enough food to eat. This includes 30 million adults and as many as 12 million children. It's wrong. It's tragic. It's unnecessary. It's unacceptable. Next week, we'll take action to extend nationwide restrictions on evictions and foreclosures. This will provide more than 25 million Americans greater stability instead of living on the edge every single month. And I'm asking Congress to do its part by funding rental assistance for 14 million hard-hit families and tenants. My fellow Americans, the decisions we make in the next few weeks and months are going to determine whether we thrive in a way that benefits all Americans.
Republicans will probably balk at the cost, especially since Joe Biden plans to unveil a follow-up recovery plan that will include billions more in spending. But progressives will likely keep the pressure on for more spending and more widespread aid.
We've already identified over 200 suspects, so we know who you are if you're out there, and FBI agents are coming to find you.
That was FBI Director Chris Wray on Thursday speaking publicly for the first time since last Wednesday's attack on the Capitol. The Justice Department announced about 10 new charges in connection with the riots, including 2 for people who allegedly hurt police, and a man who shocked the nation by carrying a Confederate flag inside the Capitol. And now we've heard directly from some of the police officers at the scene who are sharing their horrific first-person accounts of the violence. One said that rioters grabbed for his weapon and shouted, "Kill him with his own gun." In the aftermath, some members of Congress have said they've gotten threats and fear for their lives. The Defense Department may now also finally be coming to terms with the fact that there's extremism among military members after it became clear that veterans were involved in the violence. We got lots of work to do. Federal prosecutors on Thursday for the first time described the assault on the Capitol as a, quote, violent insurrection that attempted to overthrow the United States government. And it's one they consider to still be underway. In a detention memo for Jacob Chansley, he's the QAnon conspiracy theorist pictured wearing horns, sitting behind the president's desk inside the Senate chamber. Prosecutors said that some of the rioters intended, quote, to capture and assassinate elected officials. The memo goes on to say that Chansley left a note for Mike Pence saying, quote, "It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming." Wow. FBI and Justice Department officials have emphasized that more serious charges are imminent after an initial round of lesser charges were leveled to ensure they corralled some of the most dangerous offenders. At the insistence of the few people Trump still speaks with, he recorded a video released by the White House Wednesday night, urging calm and denouncing the attack. But conspicuously missing from Trump's message was the admission that he had lied about election fraud and that Joe Biden legitimately won and would become president next week. Well, we now know that some of Trump's crazed followers aren't taking the message at face value. No, they're dissecting the phrases and using the cues as rallying cries, doubling down on their plans to keep the movement going after Trump leaves the White House. Politico reporting, quote, the absence of a formal Trump concession to President-elect Joe Biden has emboldened their chatter and bolstered their ideology. So too has the clampdown by social media platforms on their extremist content, including Trump's own posts, which has given white nationalist and fascist groups openings to recruit Trump fans to their cause. Wow. In the meantime, the Biden inaugural planning team postponed a rehearsal that had been scheduled for Sunday due to security concerns. And the incoming president has scrapped his plans to travel by Amtrak from Delaware to Washington, D.C. for his inauguration as a precaution. The decisions came as the FBI warned of potential threats in D.C. and at state capitals around the country from armed right-wing extremists. And now we know that the authorities will shut down the National Mall on Inauguration Day. There's already a heavy National Guard presence at the Capitol in response to ongoing threats, and huge fences have been erected to keep people out. Something else that hasn't slowed down is the virus. By the time Biden is sworn in as president on Wednesday, 400,000 people across the country could be dead from COVID-19. This a prediction from the Center for Disease Control. Some hospital systems are now completely overwhelmed. Healthcare workers are scrambling to find places to store dead bodies and begging their communities to stay home to stop the influx of patients and the rising death toll. On top of that, first-time applications for unemployment benefits rose to 965,000 last week, the biggest weekly total in 5 months. The figure marked an increase of 181,000 over the revised total for the previous week and way surpassed the 800,000 new jobless claims economists had predicted. We got a long road ahead of us. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.